Rodman, I want to talk about five things that I wish I knew in my 20s. Let's cue that intro!
The big question is this. How do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Rodman Podcast.
Rodman, welcome back to another Rodman Cycling Podcast. Today, I want to talk about five things that I wish I knew in my 20s. Rodman, before I do that, I am mad excited. You've heard me, if you follow the podcast, talking literally ad nauseum about my favorite place in the world to ride a bicycle, and that is Girona. There's just all the pros live out there. They can live anywhere in the world they want, and they choose to live there. You know, Armstrong was the initial guy that got credit for, and the US Postal guys came, and then there's generations, David Miller, Mike Barry, all those guys settled out there, and now I think there's something like 200 pros living there. It's phenomenal for a varied terrain, to restaurants, to iconic climbs, everything. Anyway, I'm spouting on. Why I'm super excited is I finally decided to bring back Rodman training camps. Rodman training camps, they were a feature in the previous iteration of the coaching company when I called it A1 Coaching. And I stopped them probably in 2017. I used to do two or three a year, haven't done one since. I always thought, you know, they're more hassle than they're worth. But I really, really miss them. So I'm excited to tell you, this coming October, I'm going to bring back a Rodman camp, and it's going to Girona. Stay tuned this week. I'm going to have more details. Booking a villa at the moment. Places on it are going to be pretty limited. So going to have a little bit of a fastest finger forced on getting into the camp. Details, they're coming later in the week. So stay tuned for that one. Today, I want to talk to you about five things that I wish I knew in my 20s. We have that old saying that we never regret the things we did. We only regret the things we don't did. We don't did. Great English, Anthony. The things we don't do. So I want to just talk about some of my musings of stuff I knew in my 20s. Right now, this is number one, in case you're keeping count of the five, in case I ramble on to eight or possibly three. Right now, I pay for mentors. I pay for advice all the time, whether it's anything from, you know, strength and conditioning to business advice to specific advice on an aspect of business. I hire coaches, I hire mentors, I buy courses nonstop. It's my biggest expenditure, bar none. If I'm looking for an expert, I was getting started in cold therapy, so I reached out to an expert, Breed with Niall, and he taught me all about it. He showed me breathing techniques, he showed me, you know, immersive cold techniques, he schooled me on it, and the stuff he taught me would have taken me just so long to figure out myself, and I probably wouldn't have figured it out half of it. But in my 20s, I thought the only way to learn was self-experimentation. So I definitely wasted a lot of time on trial and error. So if you're in your 20s now, this is kind of a cycling coaching one I'm thinking of here, because I spent so much time swinging punches in the dark when it came to cycling coaching and what training I should do. And I was kind of on the cycling weekly training plan where I'd try something for a few weeks because I read it in cycling weekly, see if that had an effect. And then cycling weekly would bring out a new article and I'd bounce over to that and end up doing that for a few weeks. And I never seen any results. I didn't know you could just go to a coaching company and have them figure out all your training for you. So if you're on the fence with coaching, drop us an email. And you'll find the contact details on roadmancycling.com. Drop us an email and we'll get you started on that. Another second mistake I made was doing too many things at once. I was always balancing multiple projects. So like at one point I was trying to build an app, Pocket Coach. So we were trying to raise VC capital in Silicon Valley. I was trying to grow A1 Coaching. I had this idea that I could get up to 10,000 clients, believe it or not. It was insane. Then I was also building an event pre-registration platform. That was all at one time while trying to balance training, while trying to balance a social life. It was too many things going on at once. I wish I knew in my 20s that I should throw myself into project A until completion, either until it made it or until it went bust, and then move on to the next project rather than trying to run them all at the same time. Hot take number three. I wish I participated in some form of strength and conditioning all the way through my 20s. I excluded strength and conditioning. The research was still out on whether strength and conditioning should be part of a cycling program. A, That is completely conclusive now. You need to be doing strength and conditioning as part of your cycling training. But B, you're just missing a trick if you're not doing it for just general health, because cycling training alone isn't going to make you strong. It's not going to make you robust to hitting the deck. It's not going to give you that lean body mass, which will mean you can tolerate a higher base metabolic rate each day, which means you can eat more each day, so you don't have to walk around perpetually hungry for the rest of your life. So strength and conditioning training is the key to getting that metabolic rate up, because you need more calories to support more lean muscle mass. I wish I knew that. I really wish I knew that. That would have saved me some long, hungry days as a 20-year-old getting into cycling. Number four, I wish I embraced the beginner mindset a bit more. I was always good at sports. You know, before I was a cyclist, I played football, won All-Irelands with Bohemians and Super Leagues with them. They're a League of Ireland team here in Ireland. So I always see myself as the athlete. And then when I got into cycling, obviously I progressed quite fast. But because of that, and because of my self-image as an athlete, I seldom put myself into uncomfortable situations. Like, I'll give you an example. I didn't take up yoga or anything in my 20s. Because I didn't put myself into those uncomfortable situations because I wasn't comfortable being a beginner. And all the growth is in that awkward feeling like you don't even belong phase. So I wish I threw myself into that more. And finally, a bit tongue-in-cheek, I wish I bought Bitcoin. Who doesn't wish they could travel back and buy Bitcoin? Roadman, thanks for listening to my random five musings on things I wish I'd done in my 20s. Drop me a message over on Instagram. It's roadman.cycling, and let me know what you wish you'd done in your 20s. Like, review the podcast, all those good things, and stay tuned this week because I'll be giving you more details on the Girona training camp. Roadman, thank you for listening, and I'll be back to you again tomorrow. Okay, stop what you're doing. It's Anthony again. I want to talk to you for 1 second about the next step in the Roadman journey. I'm laying down a challenge for you. It's called the 8-week challenge. So for 8 weeks, I'm challenging you to be the very best version of yourself, whatever that is. For 8 weeks, I want to take you under my wing, and I want to personally build for you a customized training plan on our analytics platform. This plan is going to be laser focused on your goal, and I'm going to navigate around your life, your work, your social commitments, so don't worry about what your circumstances are right now. I remember after I took some time out of cycling, I went off and thought I was Billy Big Businessman. I came back and I realized I wanted to get into cycling, but I knew after a bit, the training alone, it actually wasn't making me any fitter. I needed an entire system. It needed a 360 overhaul. So for the first time ever, I want to share with you this exact system I used to get back in shape. I'm talking stuff like, I'm going to give you my morning routines, the cold therapy I used, the cookbooks and recipes I used, and even the motivational audios I listened to get back on track. So right now, what I want you to do is pause this audio, go to roadmancycling.com/8week, or check out the link in the bio, click that. So one more time, it's roadmancycling.com/8week. Chat to you all soon.